The Eisenhower Interstate System sent veins of concrete crisscrossing the nation, connecting cities to suburbs and cementing the automobile's place in the American imagination.
This is the American dream of freedom on wheels, an automotive age traveling on time-saving superhighways.
That's a documentary on the highway system produced by General Motors in 1954. This sweeping network, designed to bind the country together, also cut through the heart of inner cities. I-95 in Miami, I-277 in Charlotte, I-375 in Detroit. Neighborhoods were leveled, their residents forced out or isolated by the new construction. Nearly 1 million people were displaced, many of them from low-income minority communities.
A lot of this activity and a lot of the decisions were made prior to the federal civil rights legislation, prior to the Voting Rights Act. And so decision makers really thought of low-income and minority communities as in many ways, the communities of least resistance.
That's U.S. Secretary of Transportation Anthony Fox. He grew up in Charlotte, North Carolina, in the shadow of a highway expansion project.
This area was not an area where you had chain grocery stores. It wasn't an area where you had pharmacies. It wasn't an area where the doctor's office was located. And part of that was because it was harder to get to. It became clear to me only later that these freeways were carrying people through my area, but not really to it.
Jeff Brown is an urban planning professor at Florida State University. He says for policymakers, the benefits of the highways were twofold, expanding public mobility and eliminating so-called urban blight.
A lot of the press accounts and what people were talking about, slum clearance and, you know, clearing out neighborhoods that were sort of seen as being in the way of local progress. And, of course, those neighborhoods tended to be disproportionately low-income and or minority neighborhoods.
In Tallahassee, there is a memorial for one of these communities called Smoky Hollow. Just down the hill from the state capitol, the churches, businesses, and homes were deemed an eyesore. The neighborhood was destroyed and displaced to make way for Appalachie Parkway, the iconic drive leading up to the Capitol building. Today, the frames of recreated shotgun houses, gardens, and fruit trees stand beneath the highway that replaced them. Cicero Hartsfield was six when his family left Smoky Hollow.
It was a community where the people were tight-knit. Part of that was as just a means of survival, considering segregation was still very strong during those times. But things where people shared food, help when somebody needed some assistance. And
50 years later, Florida's transportation system is still car-centric, pushing pedestrians and cyclists to the wayside. Plans to expand the state's highways, such as the Tampa Bay Expressway, are met with public resistance. Residents of Seminole Heights worry the expressway will destroy their neighborhood. Critics believe more lanes will only lead to more traffic. Secretary Fox says if policymakers want to learn from past mistakes, they must consider the communities, not just the commuters. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.